Commentator Mickey Edwards recalls when he was a member of Congress trying to get some money for his district back home. He says sometimes pork should be called by a different name.
A few years ago, when I was running for re-election, I told voters with some pride that I had been instrumental in persuading the Pentagon to relocate a Navy facility at Tinker Air Force Base in my district. The base was going to be relocated anyway, somewhere, and the 1,600 new jobs it brought to my constituents were important at a time when Oklahoma City's economy was in some serious trouble. My opponent that year had a clever and pointed comment about all that. "Pork is pork," he said, "even if it's in your own pig pen." Well, his message went over a lot better than mine. Now he's in Congress and I'm not. It's clear that winning public projects for the home folks is no longer the unmixed blessing it once was. The problem is, it's not always that clear to somebody in office what is pork and what isn't. Some things clearly are. If there's a project that has no merit other than the money it would bring into a district, for example, that's pork. But what about fighting for funding to keep open an energy research center that provides an important service and that also happens to be located in your district? The people it employs are your constituents, and they think you're being paid to watch out for their interests. Every new project the government starts, every research facility, every arsenal, every training ground, is going to be located somewhere. If it costs more to put it in your district, then putting it there may be pork. But if it doesn't, if your district can accommodate it as well as somebody else's, is it wrong to try to land that facility for your community? There is pork, and there are remedies for it. But it would be a mistake to label every project that lands in somebody's district pork, because there's no square inch of America that isn't in somebody's district. And every project, every dam, every highway, every post office, is going to end up in one of them. Unless we want to simply let the executive branch make all the decisions, it would be the Congress that makes those choices. Pork is pork, but not every project is pork. And to lump the good ones and the bad ones together simply adds to the cynicism with which voters already regard the people they elect to represent them.
Mickey Edwards is a former congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and comes to us from member station WGBH in Boston.